This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is the teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Morning Star Cathedral, Lighthouse Chapel International, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing a fantastic message he calls Eternal Life. Let's join in for more.
1 John chapter 1 verse 1 is our key scripture. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life, declare we unto you. This is John speaking. And John was talking about Jesus. And he said he was the one who was from the beginning. In other words, he was the one that Moses said Moses wrote about in Genesis 1:1 and said, in the beginning, God. So he was saying that God is the creator of the world. So he said he's not just Jesus. He's not just a carpenter's son or an ordinary human being. He said he's God. Then he said, this God that we are talking about, he said, we heard about him. Then we saw him. Then we handled him. In other words, he said, we experienced God himself. What did he experience? Next verse. The life was manifested and we have seen it. That eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. The word manifest, it means to make visible to the senses. You know, God is invisible, but from time to time, God can make himself visible to you. Then John went on to say something about Jesus. He says, when Jesus came into the world, because he was God, he did not come and lead the lifestyle of Jewish people. He said he was in the world, but he led the lifestyle of heaven. So he calls it eternal life. Eternal life is the lifestyle of the people who live in heaven. You know, every country has its own lifestyle or standard of living. Rats have their own lifestyle. But even amongst living things, there are higher forms of life and there are lower forms of life. So there's a different type of life that a Christian is supposed to live. So the Bible says that when Jesus came into the world, he didn't come and lead the lifestyle of the earth. He came to lead the lifestyle of heaven. So he says, their life was manifested. Manifest means to make visible to the senses. And we have seen it. He said, we saw it. That eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. He said, when he came with the lifestyle of heaven. And he said, we saw it, we held it, we experienced it. You know, in life, sometimes if you're not careful, you'll pick up the lifestyle of your environment. Because your environment has a strong influence on you. But as Christians, we are a different type of people who are coming from another country. It's a spiritual country. That country is called the Kingdom of Heaven, and it is ruled by a king, and his name is God. Now, when people are ambassadors of certain countries and they come to live in Ghana, they don't lead the lifestyle of Ghana. The ambassador of France does not live like a Ghanaian. He lives like a Frenchman. His food is different. His clothes are different. Everything that he does is different. He is in Ghana, but he will live like a Frenchman. So the Bible says that as Christians too, we are ambassadors for Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, it says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. In other words, we are different people. A new creature is like for a goat to turn into a bird. That's a totally new creature with a totally different lifestyle. Then in verse 20, it says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. So as Christians, you are supposed to lead a heavenly lifestyle. And that lifestyle is called eternal life. And that's why John said he saw. The life was manifested and we have seen it. So what did he see? What is eternal life? How does it look like? And you and I are supposed to aspire to that kind of lifestyle. Number one, it's a life of holiness. Tell somebody, a life of holiness. Verse 4, if you continue, 1 John chapter 1, verse 4, he continues. These things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Now he's describing eternal life. Verse 5, this then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare we unto you. God is light. Then he said, Jesus spoke to us. He came from heaven. And he gave us a message. And he said, I come from heaven where God lives. And he said, in heaven, one thing that you must know is that God is light. In other words, in heaven, holiness is their lifestyle. In him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship, that word fellowship means to participate or to share in something. So if we say that we also have the lifestyle of God and walk in darkness, which is symbolic of sin, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, then we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. So John said, Jesus told me that in heaven, the lifestyle is a lifestyle of light. A lifestyle of what? Light. In Romans chapter 13, verse 12, the Bible says, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us put off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. So here the Bible says that when we walk in holiness before the Lord, he calls it light. A Christian is supposed to lead a holy life. The only thing that will distinguish a Christian from an unbeliever is not his car. Because you and an unbeliever can own the same car. One thing that is unique about God that cannot be found on earth is the holiness of God. Power, people have power. Money, people have money. What nobody has is holiness. That's the lifestyle of heaven. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. That's why I must go around gossiping about people and spreading stories and rumors. It's not the lifestyle of heaven. That's why you not be walking around in bitterness. There are 20 people you don't talk to. It's not the lifestyle of heaven. Push your neighbor and say, forgive, because it's not the lifestyle of heaven. The life was manifested. That's why you shouldn't open your mouth and insult your wife or your husband. It's not the lifestyle of heaven. John said, the life was manifested, and we have seen it. He said, God is light. He said, Jesus himself told us that that is the lifestyle of heaven. From today, may you lead a lifestyle of holiness. Today is the last day you have seen the disco. From today, you have changed. Number two, I said, it's a lifestyle of power. That's somebody, power. A Christian is supposed to be a man and a woman of power. We are supposed to exhibit the power of God. Supernatural power. But unfortunately, there are a lot of Christians who have no power. When they pray, nothing happens. They are afraid of devils. They are afraid of demons. They are afraid of evil spirits. How can a Christian be afraid of devils? That's a lack of power. The life was manifested. In 1 John chapter 2, the Bible says Jesus visited a marriage. And whilst he was there, the drinks were short. His mother said to him, they have no wine. 1 John 2, 4. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with you? My hour is not yet come. Verse 5. His mother said to the servants, whatsoever he says to you, do it. Now, verse 6 says, now there was set there 6 water pots of stone containing 2 or 3 fair kings apiece. A fair king is 10 gallons, so between 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said, fill the water pots to the brim. Now, after they filled the water pots and they carried this water to the governor of the feast, whilst they were carrying the water to the ruler of the feast of the MC, along the way, the water turned into Malta Guinness, turned into Coke. What power! Verse 11 says, this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory. The word glory also means nature. He manifested forth the nature and the lifestyle of heaven. Eternal life. It became visible to their senses, manifested. They could see. That's why they said, that which we have seen and held and touched and tasted and everything, declare we unto you. It became clear to them by that miracle that this guy is not a normal person. He came here with the lifestyle of heaven. They thought he was a carpenter's son. But when they saw the power, they said, wow, he's manifesting forth the glory of God. From today, may you walk in power. May you walk with signs and wonders. When you pray, may things move. May you see miracles. The Christian life is a supernatural life. It's not a normal life. And Jesus walked in great power. Demons were screaming when they met him. Luke 4:32 says, they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. 33 says, in the synagogue, there was a man which had the spirit of an unclean devil, and he began to cry out. The demons in your area, may they cry out when they see you. They say, hey!
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that eternal life is a lifestyle of holiness and power. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
You are here and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to give your life to him. You know you are far from God or you are backslider. And you want to give your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, finally giving birth after 2 miscarriages. It said, dear prophet, I requested for prayer for my sister who had been experiencing several miscarriages with no hope of having a baby. You prayed for her, and to the glory of God, my sister has conceived and delivered a baby girl. What a powerful prayer. We thank God so much for this miracle. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's thank him.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app. On the go with a word. The presence of God. God's presence is a place of blessing. David counted it joy to experience the Lord's presence. Every child of God invariably goes through the feeling of losing God's presence from time to time. Order this message series through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabaden.org or make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.